Mirzah Hashem, in we're moving on in Hilchos Muksa, Mirzah Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I assume you can hear me, right? Good. Okay. So you can hear me, great. Okay. So one halacha in Hilchos Muksa is the halacha of when something breaks on Shabbos and it's not usable. At that point, it becomes Muksa. Comes Muksa, okay? Now, you have to understand that you know, we might be this way today also a little bit, but not so much. In general, today, when something breaks, what do you do with it usually today?
Yeah, throw it out.
You throw it out, right? You know, in the olden days, believe it or not, it
no,
wasn't that way.
No, we fix it and keep it going. You're not an engineer, Mark.
Well, it depends what it is and what's broken, I guess.
Yeah. You know,
nor do you have a German education.
Yeah. In the olden days, if something broke, you found a reason to go and use it. The Gemara in Brachas, I think, talks about, you know, when you have a hole in a bowl, so what can it be used for, right? I think it says that once it has a hole as big as Rimonim, you might as well throw it out because it can't be used anymore. But they used to use things, all right? So what happens is, what?
I just got to that machlokas in Shabbos. Plus one
okay,
month.
And you must be a 30 blot ahead of me. Let's go on. Okay. So he says like this. I'm still dealing with issues of what's considered a shear for carrying. So kol hakel nitlim b'shabbos. So Gemara says Masech Shabbos that you're allowed to move all kelim that are mutter to move on Shabbos. Shivreyem nitlimahem. So he says. He says, so you're allowed to move also the broken pieces with them. As long as they still do malacha. So in other words, I can move a kli, a broken kli, if at least that broken part of the kli has a purpose. If the broken part of the kli doesn't have a purpose, then you can't use it anymore. It's muksa. So the Gemara goes and gives examples. Shivri Areva. So he says, in other words, so Areva is where you're kneading a kneading trough. But he says, you go ahead and you can use it, the pieces, to cover up a chavis, a barrel. Shivrei schuchis, glass, to cover up the piapach. But Yehuda, and we'll discuss him at length in a few minutes, so he disagrees and he says, listen, he says, if you want to go ahead and you want to use a broken part of a kli and it shouldn't be muksa, so there has to be a situation where it's osin me'ein malachton. And what does that mean? A situation where it's still doing something similar to the previous malacha. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, like for example, if a dish breaks and you use that dish now to go ahead and cover a pitcher, then it's a whole new purpose. That's called nolad, and therefore it would be also awesome still be muksa. Okay? And therefore he talks about something which is used receptacle. In other words, he says, if an areva is something where you put dough into, so if a broken piece of areva, it has to be something which contains something. That's the idea. So in other words, according to the Tanakhama, as long as there's any purpose, it's okay to move it and use it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to have a purpose similar to the original purpose. And if it doesn't, right? If it doesn't, so then that would be called a. If it doesn't, that would be called a. That would be called nolad, okay? Now, the Rav Martinura points out, and this comes up, as quickly he says, this whole issue is where it was broken on Shabbos. It was broken on Erev Shabbos. So then, before Shabbos came in, it already had its new Tzurah Shem Kli. And therefore, since it is at that point, since it had already its new Kli, so therefore it would not be Muks anymore. Okay, so that is the Gemara Masech Shabbos. You look at the Rush, how do we paskin? So, and by the way, this is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, I think. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Tanagana, right. So he says, Amri Yehuda Rishmu Machlokas, Shinisper Bashabbos, that's the Rush. So he says, the Mar Savar, it's Muchan and Mutter, and Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nolad, it's Usser. But if it's broken in Erev Shabbos, everyone holds its Mutter. Because it was prepared from a new malacha before Shabbos started, and we pass a grabana. So it's fascinating that even though we know that we paskin like the Tanakam in this situation, Okay, Tanakh, I'm not Rav Shimon in this situation, but not everyone agreed that way. If you look at the end of the second line of the Rush, he says, Omer bal halachas mishmei de Rav Tzamach Gon, halachas Rav Yehuda. Why? Because if machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, halachas Rav Yehuda. And since the sheet in the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to take a broken kli and use the pieces as long as they're usable on Shabbos, is Stam Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, you go like Rav Yehuda. And therefore we are paskin that as Rav Tzamach Gon sheet, that a broken part of the kli would be muksa on Shabbos. However, the Rush points out, No. Machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, or go like Rav Yehuda, is where you see Rav Meir's name, you see Rav Yehuda's name. But where you only see a Stam Mishnah, so there we don't paskin. In that situation, we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Meir. Why? Because since the Mishnah went ahead and the Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Meir Sheet is the Stam Mishnah, that means that's why paskin. Even though in the Brice it's brought down as Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we don't go ahead and we don't go like the Brice and say, since the Brice Meir's name is mentioned explicitly, so we go like Rabbi Yehuda. No, since the Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah, Halach is Stam Mishnah, and therefore we would paskin call a Kel and Nitlin. Now, so the Beis Yosef points, points out something very important, and he says like this, that even though, but let's say, for example, you have something which serves no purpose, okay? How often did it happen that a glass went ahead and broke on Shabbos? You know, when a glass breaks on Shabbos, it doesn't have a purpose. The truth is you take a broom. But, you know, you have big pieces, and sometimes it's easier to move the big pieces with your hand. Are you allowed to go ahead and pick the big piece of glass up of your hand? Obviously, it has no purpose. Maybe it's muksa. So if you look at source number 4, the Beis Yosef mentions the Orchas Chaim, that even though it's not right from Allah at all, if it's the makom hanezek, so on the table, the middle of the house, you're allowed to move it, just like you're allowed to move a coat, a thorn, in a carmelis. In other words, if you go ahead and you see a kotzim in a carmelis, or you see, a glass on the floor in a carmelis, and someone might get hurt, you're allowed to move it and not worry about mixing. Now, obviously, if you can move it without, as we'll see, without touching directly, it's great. But if not, if the mux is going to hurt somebody, you're definitely allowed to move it. Oh, I feel a b'shavis.
So hold it for a second.
What?
You froze for a second right after the end of the...
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with my internet. I'm sorry. Okay? It's not doing so well today. Let's go on, all right? Okay, so what I mentioned was that if something is in a dangerous spot, even if it's really muksa, real muksa, you're allowed to move it, okay? And even though it might be better to do tiltum and atzad, but still, if you can't, you don't have that option, you're definitely allowed to still go ahead and move it. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch source number 6. Kol hakelim shenishbaru afilu b'Shabbos, all the kelim that are broken even on Shabbos, mutar l'taltal shivrayim, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to move, right, what's broken. You're allowed to move what's broken. Ubilvad shiruim l'shum malacha. Okay, go on shivrayim, he goes all things. He says, but it's not royal l'shum malacha, then you're not allowed to go and move it. All right, now, so before we get to the second half of the Shulchan Aruch, let's just look at the Ver Halacha. The Ver Halacha says in source number 7, he says, fascinating halacha. Let's say, for example, I have a hammer. Okay? I'm not sure how this would happen, but I'm sure you can think of something. And the hammer is a klisha malach to l'isser, which you're allowed to move with tzorach kufa l'tzorach makomo. And it breaks on Shabbos. Now it's a shivrei hammer. So if I need to move a Lutzarkuflutzark Makomo, I'm allowed to move it because the Shivrei Kalim that are mutter are still usable, pick up the same halachas as the Kli itself. He says, if you look at source number 8, so why do we pass into this mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, Ratzalomar, Velo Amrinon, we don't say We don't say that kevan de meesmal klizu lav lahay malacha koyavli nolad. We don't say that since yesterday, that since from yesterday, this kli was not used for this malacha. It's nolad. We don't say that. In other words, we don't consider this nolad. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains it. We'll come back and talk much more in a few minutes. So then, Latalto Shivrayim. So he says, Shivrei Kalim Heim Mechelik Veshiva Muksa. So Shivrei Kalim are like the second section of Muksa, which means that it's Muksa Machnas Gufo, right? Muksa Machnas Gufo. Why? Because it has no use. He says, however, that since it could be used for something else, it doesn't lose its haloshem kli. What's he saying? For example, let's say I'm walking outside. And by the way, this is something which I know years ago we used to use. Hope my building doesn't get there. But, you know, you want to leave the door of the building open, you put a rock there, a big rock. A big rock is muksa. So I can't go on Shabbos and say, you know, this could be a great door stopper. It's okay. Unless that's not before Shabbos. So why is it that a shivrei kli I can use for different purpose in Shabbos? So Mishnah Berurah points out, because since it was used as a kli before, and when it breaks, it still has a purpose, it doesn't lose its haloshen kli. All right, now. So if you look at source number 10, the Be'er Lacha quotes the Magen Avraham. All right? So we're not holding there yet. In Siman Tuf Tzadikei, which is Hilchas Yontif, it quotes Nolad as Asher B'Shabbos, okay? So according to that Shita, which is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, so therefore, if you would go ahead and would break on Shabbos, and you want to use it, according to that Shita, it has to have a similar purpose to what it was before it broke. He said, but most Achronim don't agree with that. And it's not nolad. However, he does point out, and this is very important to know, that if an Ein Yehudi makes the kli on Shabbos, so it's usher to use it because it's nolad. In other words, let's say, for example, you have this, you know, this nice neighborhood guy, obviously a very distinct possibility to happen, it's what could happen to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he likes you, and he comes over. And what happens is he comes over and he says, oh, you know, I made this nice kli and truth is I made it, but you know, I'm gonna give it to you as a present, right? So when did you make it? Oh, I made it today, it's fresh off the press. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, would definitely be an Isser Nolad, all right, and therefore be also Latalta Ladeya Zoo, right? On Shabbos, going to be on time. But according to other Shittas, according to other Shittas, it would not be Yasser. Going to time would be Yasser. It's a very important law to keep in mind, all right? So he says, because as you see, we don't necessarily, according to most poskim, we don't hold this sort of nolad. All right, so let's go to source number 11. The Be'er Lacha says, the bottom line is that again, if muksa something breaks and it's not used for any from Lacha, you can't use it even with moving the Tzor Chuvah Tzor Mekomo. Then source number 12, the Magen Avraham basically repeats what we saw in the Be'er Lacha. So I want to spend time now on source number 13. Source number 13, Aruch HaShulchan, as I said, that's, you know, that is what I want to focus on. So it's like this, Kol HaKelim Shenishbru B'Shabbos. All the Kelim broken on Shabbos, Mutter L'Taltel Shevreyam, you're allowed to move the broken pieces, U'Bilvad Shiruin L'Shum Alacha. The only condition is, it should be Ruin L'Shum Alacha. Even if it's not similar to the first malacha. Going shivri areva, lachasub and piachobis, shivri schlaf, so piapach. And he goes on, he says, V'david didn't say Nechlu Rabbi Yehuda Racham ben Mishnah Chol HaKelim. The Rabbi Yehuda Osra Atchis Rem Malachta, Nechudemes, Racham Matirim. Says we saw, Rabbi Yehuda said it's Osra unless it does something similar to the previous Malacha, and Racham Matir. Ba'alacha Chacham, we've asked for Chacham Chacham. He says, and Mepharish B'Gemara, the Pligi B'Svarazu. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Noladhu, Rabbi Yehuda holds its Nolad, Kevan She'erav Shav Asayru al Malacha Zu. Rabbanan Sabar, he says, Muchanu Klomer, the Ainz and Nola came to rule Ezim Alacha Shunola. Lo Mikre, Rak Viyontif, Le Inyan Lahasik Bishibre Kalim. So he says that it's not Nola because it's Roy for a certain Malacha. And he says, and Nolad is only an issue on Yontif. He says, why? That you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to burn Shivrei Kelim. Why? Because there's no question, if you had a Kli that was intact before Yontif started, you never had it in your mind you would burn it on Yontif. So therefore, since you never had it in your mind, says that's definitely something which also because Nolad is something which is definitely also. Okay, so that's what he says. So basically he says that this would not be not he says it not be Nolad. And he says the nymphs is that feel mutter. Okay. He says then he goes on like this. All right? And this is very important. It's very easy mishma farish, the chacham and sphere lay the having no nolad. All right, the chum hold it is nolad. Allah the lafize the lo sphere lay sort of nolad. He says. However, he says it's nolad. He says no, but they don't hold nolad usher. Lafize rabbein on time usher v'chiyah gavna. Hashem lach lo shona. So the Magen Avraham wants to say. No, the chum hold it's mamish nolad. Right, but nolad's not usher. The ain't okay. So he says, but it's not true. He says, the chum and spherulei, the lo having nolad, having nolad. So he says, v'rak im eni yehudi osikli v'shavis. He says, zehu vaday mikri nolad, v'tola v'plukta, ach farnaga sifav, v'ro pasu matir nolad v'shavis, v'loch karav. So I have to tell you, as I was going over this halacha right now, I was just thinking about this because I mentioned when we first started, it was like Aruch HaShochan says clearly, Nolad is mutter except for Yontif. But Rabbeinu Tam Shit on Shabbos is Asur. But Ro post from hold and Nolad's mutter. Okay, so let me first finish the halacha and then I'll come back and talk about Nolad. So the end of the halacha is that if something is in Rosh Hashanah or in the table, the floor, that's muksa, mamash muksa somebody, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to move it. So he goes on, and Mishnah Berurah says, so what does that mean? He says, Avalim, who shall cheres asur? But if it's cheres, it's asur, lufnosan, the eimatsu kolkach hezek. Because it's not going to cause such a hezek. The afal ti, kishuhu doris alehen, mishabram, and even though when you step on it, you're going to break it, mikomakom mut darshan viskavinhu. It's not a problem. People break it up. If you have something, a plate that breaks, it's not going to cause anything dangerous. You should leave it there because the whole effort to move something, which could hurt someone, if it doesn't hurt somebody, you can't move it. But dafkal is also be a dafkam asr. And he goes on, but something like that, also be a dafkam asr. Aval mutl also viragla, tiltu muksa v'guva mutter. But tiltu muksa is mutter, and obviously of a broom is mutter also. Tiri hamra be asr. Okay, so that's halacha. So what was I thinking about as doing this halacha? So I'll tell you, you know, again, this is something not relevant to us today here. I don't think so. You don't think it is relevant. But, you know, in Chicago, my parents used to get what was called Chicago Daily News, all right? I don't know, in it was a very common thing in America to get the paper delivered to your house. It came on time, okay? And my father used to allow us to read the paper on Shabbos. Okay, the biggest problem would be is we had a paper boy. So the paper boy would go ahead and throw the paper. And if it landed on our doorstep right in front, it was great. And if it landed, if he didn't have good such good aim, that was it. Now, what was amazing about Chicago Daily News on Shabbos was Chicago Daily News, one of those papers where it was a six-day-week paper. They didn't have a paper on Sunday. So that means that, first of all, the serious comics, the colored comics, I don't know if they still have it. If you remember, used to come on weekend. We used to get it on show. And also, until I was 15 years old, I was a crazy sports fan, right? So I would read. Actually, I take it back. I was a crazy baseball fan. So when in the summer months from spring training through October, I would go through every part of the sports section. As a matter of fact, I'm not really, you know, it says, I think about it like when I was a kid, I knew the name of every baseball player, all the teams and all the averages and the umpires and everything. I used to read the paper all the time. And my father read the Daily News, read the news also. And we never asked the question. Years later, we came back to visit, and my father said, you can't read the paper on Shabbos anymore, only the sections that were printed before Shabbos. So I said, which paper should be before Shabbos? The news wasn't printed before Shabbos, and the sports were printed before Shabbos. If you want, you can read the comics and Tempo. It was called Tempo. So I asked my brother, I said, like, what happened? When did this start? And my brother said, you know, the grandchildren come and they said, Zadie, you know, how can you read the paper on Shabbos? And I'm like, okay, so my father's not reading the paper on Shabbos. That's how I heard the story. But the truth is, I never really understood, actually, years later, thinking about it, a lot of things, well, why did my father actually allow to read the paper on Shabbos? And now, if you say that it's an issue, in other words, so one thing is, the non-Jews are not preparing the paper for me. They're preparing it for everyone. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it happens, it comes to my house. Number two, if the issue is Nola, the Aruch HaShulchan says, according to Rabbi Poskim, except for Yontif, Nola is really mutter. And Nola is really mutter, so therefore I think my father was Mekel like that. Years later, my nephews bothered my father. I said, okay, fine. Don't want to read a paper? Let's not read a paper, it's fine. I have my Algemeiner Journal, which comes before Shabbos. I'm happy, it's my own Shabbos, so we don't read a paper. But anyways, but you see, I think Lamaisa, my father, he actually held like the Aruch HaShulchan. They have to know it is actually mutter. And that's why actually my father, as I pointed out, he had no problem making ice on Shabbos. But it's just a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. Here again, he says that the nolad on Shabbos is really mutter, just yontif. A certain type of nolad where it's a nolad where you never expect to do something with that way. That's what's usur. All right? So that will be the shir for tonight. Any questions?
So on yontif, nolad is usur? Also to make ice.
So it seems on Yom Tov, because I guess what happens is I'm not exactly sure why, but it could be because, in other words, to find a hecha timsa of something, you know, because it's interesting, because he actually said that according to Aruch HaShulchan, if I remember correctly, what is it, Aruch HaShulchan? According to Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I mean, let's find it again. He says, what does he say? Let's find it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, according to certain shitas, he says, you would be allowed to use a kli that a non-Jew made on Shabbos. On Shabbos. He says, look at it again. I thought I saw that. He says, "Rakim Eino." He says, "Rakim Eino Yehudi also kli b'Shabbos." His elu v'adim mikri nolad. It's holding a machlokas. But we hold, most people hold nolad as mutter. But remember, it's the din derabbanan. So he says. So therefore, in other words, I guess the reason by wood is because there a kli, it's totally out of your mind. You'll never burn it. But in other words, if it's something which you didn't come across your mind, okay, why should it be nolad? That's what he says here. What can I tell you? All right, so it's just fascinating to know.
So,
all right.
So bottom line, can we make ice on Yontif as well as Shabbos, or only on Shabbos and not on Yontif?
What?
Making ice, would that be asur on Yontif?
No, Yontif, it's mutter to make ice. No question about it. Mutter to make ice on Yontif. This type of nolad is asur. Making all. He says. First of all, making ice, the refrigerator fridge is doing it, not you. You're allowed to make ice on Yontif for sure. No question about it. So, come this Friday, make as much ice as you want. Okay, you got it. Okay. Okay, all right? Okay, Everyone should have a wonderful night. Look forward to seeing you all. Shkayach. Thank you very much for all joining in. All right, very good. Shkayach. Shkayach.